whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Yo.
We have another Rookie of the Week
award
coming to Ashburn.
My guy.
Only this time it's not Jaden Daniels.
I know. It's the other one.
Mikey Sanristil. Mikey was really good last week. Gets Rookie of the Week. Congrats. I feel like I've never experienced so many Rookie of the Weeks in one season.
Wait, you know, I guess 11.
Dude, I think Jaden has 11 on his own. So this would be 12. Let me confirm that, but
I think he has 10.
Well, I think Jaden Daniels broke the record. How many Rookie of the Weeks has Jaden Daniels won? Jaden Daniels has broken the record. He's won it 11 times.
Damn.
So I believe that's now 12 of them coming to Ashburn. And I have physically seen it. They send this belt, like a WWE boxing kind of belt.
Uh-huh.
They send a physical belt for every award. And it's, you know, a big ass.
Where the hell are you going to put all them belts?
Well, I mean, it kind of has become a running joke with Jaden that he has tried to be really cool about, like, oh, yeah, I'm really excited about this award. He now has 11 of those belts, B. I imagine at some point they become a really good charity auction-ish item or something like that. But right now, dude, I imagine, you know, Jaden has just a room with that. Maybe the first one or the first couple you hang up or display in some manner. But there's just got to be a room full of Rookie of the Week belts.
Yeah.
Sanristil, though, he's got to be fired up, dude.
Yeah, he should be.
I am quite fond of that award going to Mikey. So, B, the injury report yesterday, I wanted to circle back to this. Brinson's just always a great guest. That was a lot of fun chatting with him.
Mm-hmm.
The injury report yesterday, by far the headline on there, is Marshawn Lattimore was a full participant in practice.
Yeah.
With that hamstring injury. Full. Mm-hmm. I asked DQ about it. He said, yeah, you know, he's hitting all the marks. Things are tracking the right way. We're really excited. How big of a deal is getting Marshawn for Sunday night?
I think it's a huge deal. I think you look at the battles they've had, and Marshawn seems to get under his skin, and he makes Mike Evans do a lot of things that you ordinarily wouldn't see a receiver do, and he's gotten kicked out of games. Both of them gotten kicked out of games, but if they don't have Godwin, and if Mikey goes out and Mike goes out there, and he's eliminated based off of because he's out the game or he tries to do something stupid or Lattimore handles him, that gives you a much better chance.
Totally. The one that I don't love, I'm curious your reaction. Lattimore full, which is awesome. Also, Quan full. Remember, they didn't have Quan last week.
Quan was sick.
Because he was sick. Yeah. And I talked to him about it yesterday. I don't think he was thrilled to not get to play, but he, you know, they've built a culture where they're taking care of people. Tyler Biadasz still out there. Still, he was limited with the groin. I talked to Tyler in the locker room, or with the ankle, rather. He said, you know, the Dallas game wasn't just about rest. He couldn't go. And he said, you know, I still feel it, but it seems like he very much believes he's playing. Limited on a Wednesday of a wild card game would absolutely lead me to believe you're playing.
Yeah.
What's your, I don't know the right term, concern level? Or I think Biadasz, I think you can argue which one's more important, Lattimore or Biadasz. But we know a lot more about how things look with Biadasz than how they look when he's not out there. We don't know that much about how it looks with Lattimore, right?
Yeah.
We've only seen it for like a game and a half.
I think Tyler is the one. It's important, but this is the time of the year, Jay, where you do things to get on the field. And I think if he's on the field, he's going, if he's not 100%, he's going to show feel like he is.
Yeah. This time of year, these types of games.
This is where you got to suck it up and let's go, baby. Listen.
Yeah.
I truly believe Lattimore was close last week. It's my belief.
Okay.
Nothing that I know, nothing that I heard of, but I think just by watching how Dan has done things throughout this year, he seems to try and want to have guys closer to being 100%, which they never get to anyway, than being guys that we just want to get them back on the field.
Yeah, I think even if Lattimore could have gone,
it wasn't necessary.
Well, I think even if Lattimore could have gone, you're not playing him in that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We are not going to push it for this.
Yeah.
And I think
because he's more important in the playoff than he is in the last game to get a better seed.
Right. Agreed. And you know, looking at the rest of this injury report, four veterans got rest days: Ertz, Farrell, Fowler, McLaurin. I have zero concern about that. Elsewhere on the limited list, you had Biadasz, Jeremy Chinn limited with a rib thing. Remember, he got hit pretty good. Brandon Coleman, he had to come out of that game in Dallas,
yep.
Limited with his knee. I saw him. All these guys I saw yesterday, Jamison Crowder limited with a hammy, Big Luke limited with a groin. I would say, and I don't know this, but like, everyone that's on this injury report, I think, is tracking to playing. All of them.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the Coleman thing last week, some stuff sprung up in that Dallas game. But if you look at the Bucks injury report with a bunch of veterans on there, Tristan Wirfs, who's a really good tackle, limited with a quad. Sterling Shepard, who's been good for them, limited with a foot. Mike Evans got a rest day. That's not a dude I worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Logan Hall, D lineman for them, didn't practice with a groin thing. Bucky Irving was full but is on the injury report. Jalen McMillan was full on the injury report. Antoine Winfield. We keep hearing that nobody's certain if Winfield's playing or not,
mm-hmm.
but he was full on the injury report with the knee. Sure seems like he's playing, at least based on that, don't you think?
Yeah, if he was full on a Wednesday.
Right. I'm going to try to keep us on time here, which I know will surprise Lamphill.
Surprise we should the world.
We should hear from Commanders defense coordinator Joe Witt in just a moment.